Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Let's start with a deep dive into the resurgence of interest in supporting older Apple Power Macs equipped with ATI Radeon 9600 XT and 9800 XT graphics cards. Open source developers have focused considerable attention on improving the Radeon R300 Gallium 3D driver within the Mesa codebase for these GPUs. Pavel Ondraka's recent enhancements have major implications, especially for users running PowerMac G5 systems, where CPU Big Endian support is critical. The updates address key issues like index draws and constant color blending, paving the way for a noticeably smoother experience on legacy desktop setups. With a stable release on the horizon, owners of these venerable machines can expect to see real performance boosts in day-to-day tasks and niche applications. It's inspiring to see the open source community's commitment to not just cutting-edge tech but also trusted hardware that still fills practical roles for many users. Switching gears. Big news arrived from the Tor project. Support for Tor version 0.4.8 and all earlier releases will officially end on September 1, 2026. The decision marks a pivotal chapter as the Tor ecosystem moves ahead with upgrades that improve bandwidth efficiency and accelerate client bootstrapping speeds. Users are strongly urged to migrate to newer builds to ensure sustained anonymity, security, and smooth operation across nodes. Dropping support for outdated software may seem harsh, but it's a necessary leap towards maximizing performance and staying secure in a constantly evolving digital climate. Next up, the Linux 7.2 kernel introduces significant upgrades to the Enhanced Read-Only File System, or EROFS, catering to the latest AI and machine learning workflows. EROFS now provides chunk-based inode mapping and improved sparse data handling, optimizing performance for enormous, sporadically populated AI datasets. This isn't just about making new tech run faster. It's also about preserving compatibility with legacy applications that rely heavily on intricate dataset management. As modern data-driven applications proliferate, these enhancements ensure Linux maintains its reputation as a flexible, reliable platform for diverse data needs. On the security front, recent weeks have seen a wave of updates rippling across major Linux distributions, reinforcing the necessity of maintaining regular system upgrades. These patches address vulnerabilities that could otherwise threaten system integrity, especially as attack surfaces expand in an ever-connected world. For anyone responsible for production systems or personal devices, staying on top of these updates is no longer optional. It's foundational. Another headline comes from Canonical, which has expanded its innovative live patch service to now include ARM64 systems in both Ubuntu 26.04 LTS and Ubuntu Core 26. LivePatch allows SYS admins and cloud architects to apply critical kernel patches without rebooting, turning what was once a maintenance headache into a seamless operation. In performance-sensitive environments, think cloud instances or edge devices, minimizing downtime is essential, and this feature is a significant enabler in that endeavor. On the software development front, a major new entry is the Configurable Generalist Agent Framework, or CUGA, which has just made its debut. Designed to accelerate the construction of agent-based applications, CUGA handles essentials like planning, execution, and tool integration with impressive out-of-the-box reliability. Whether you're building an AI movie recommender or a smart architecture advisor for the cloud, CUGA streamlines your workflow so you can focus on core logic rather than boilerplate. What's exciting here is that CUGA reduces complexity, making advanced AI projects approachable even for small teams or solo developers. Shifting to big-picture initiatives, Canada has taken a bold step by announcing a national nuclear strategy aimed at significantly boosting electricity grid capacity. The plan is ambitious. Up to 10 new reactors will be built by 2040, supporting growing energy demands and helping to decarbonize the country's power sector. With the goal of doubling grid capacity by 2050, this move highlights the intersection of sustainable development policy and technology infrastructure investment. The focus on nuclear isn't just about scale. It's also about long-term energy resilience and supporting innovation in renewable power balancing. Meanwhile, kernel and driver updates remain at the heart of Linux's evolution, with the 8250 serial driver and Hygon Model 8 Suzhou CPU support making headlines. These sometimes unsung improvements bolster legacy hardware compatibility and future-proof the platform, especially as newer chipsets enter the scene. The 7.2 kernel's focus on RISC-V support in particular illustrates the community's responsiveness to an increasingly heterogeneous hardware landscape. No less exciting is the arrival of NASA's Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope, now set to take its place at the forefront of astronomical discovery. Its unique instrumentation is purpose-built for ambitious missions, mapping the cosmos, unraveling the mysteries of dark energy, dark matter, and exoplanet cataloging. Unlike its predecessors, the Roman Telescope will conduct wide-area surveys with unprecedented resolution, offering fresh insights into fundamental physics. Space science fans and researchers worldwide are closely tracking its progress, as it promises to advance not just astronomy, but our understanding of the universe itself. Back down on Earth, the MariaDB project has announced a preview of version 13.1, a rolling release packed with enhancements inspired by community feedback and developer initiatives. Features like expanded SQL compatibility, new JSON operators, and a streamlined configuration management tool put more control directly into users' hands. Added improvements to security and backup systems demonstrate MariaDB's responsiveness to shifting demands in database reliability and safety. This latest release strengthens MariaDB's position as a robust open-source choice for everything from startups to mission-critical enterprise deployments. In the world of manufacturing, General Motors is making big moves at its Factory Zero in Detroit as part of a sweeping automation initiative. 50 new industrial robotic arms have been installed for vehicle assembly, further standardizing quality and boosting efficiency on the production line. While these robots represent a leap forward in U.S. automotive manufacturing, it's not without controversy, as the project also led to the layoff of 1,300 workers. This duality encapsulates the ongoing conversation about the balance between technological advancement and workforce impacts. Against this backdrop, the debate around automation, retraining, and future jobs in tech remains as relevant as ever. In AI and software tooling, Hugging Face has adopted a weekly release model for Hugging Face underscore Hub, integrating more open-source tools and focusing heavily on human-in-the-loop methodologies. This approach doesn't just speed up feature delivery, it builds transparency and brings a more collaborative spirit to machine learning development. Reinvigorated pipelines and ongoing dialogue with the community help ensure that tools are shaped by real-world usage, not just internal roadmaps. AI researchers, data scientists, and developers now benefit from faster updates and higher quality assurance, making Hugging Face's ecosystem even more compelling. Turning to hardware, the Linux 7.2 kernel now includes native support for the USB 4 STREAM protocol, revolutionizing data flow between connected devices. USB 4 STREAM delivers ultra-fast, low-latency file transfers and real-time sharing, opening new possibilities for high-bandwidth workflows and collaborative projects. Whether you're dealing with giant media files or live-streaming raw sensor data, this protocol marks a transformative moment for everyday hardware interfaces. Another consumer-facing highlight is the arrival of BudsLink, a new Linux app that takes Bluetooth earbud control to a whole new level. Supporting brands like Apple and Samsung, BudsLink lets you monitor battery status, adjust noise cancellation, and fine-tune audio, all directly from your desktop. Rather than being constrained by device-specific quirks, users can leverage BudsLink's architecture, which taps into L2 CAP and RFCOMM sockets, for seamless control. It's designed to run as a standalone app or a D-bus service, meaning it fits naturally into a range of desktop environments for power users and casual listeners alike. The project underscores the wider open-source philosophy of user empowerment through transparency, flexibility, and robust technical design. The desktop landscape is also shifting, with the first alpha release of XFWL4, XFCE's new Wayland compositor, kicking off a new era for this popular lightweight desktop environment. XFWL4 is committed to mirroring the classic XFCE experience, ensuring easy switching and minimal disruption for established users. The project's rapid progress speaks volumes about the XFCE community's ability to reinvent itself while staying true to its stable, resource-light roots. These advances in desktop experience provide further options for users who value both familiarity and modern features. Server-side optimization has received a boost too, with the launch of Intel's Optimization Zone 1.1, a hub packed with updated tuning guides, tools, and performance recommendations. This resource arms admins and developers with actionable insights for squeezing extra power from current workloads and planning for upgrades. Building on real-world testing, the repository highlights just how quickly best practices can shift as processes, workloads, and user requirements evolve. Research is also pushing the edges of sustainable technology, as UC San Diego researchers team up with Google to transform 2,000 retired Pixel Fold phones into a private cloud system. The project aims to divert electronic waste and validate how discarded smartphones can be repurposed as efficient low-cost microservers. If successful, it could change perceptions of what happens to consumer tech after its first life and open up new models for sustainable innovation. Efforts like these show how the line between research, industry, and community initiatives is becoming increasingly blurred. Stepping back to look at the bigger picture, 2026 is shaping up as a year where open source and sustainability agendas are not competing, but rather deeply intertwined. The open source world is balancing tradition and transformation, supporting everything from legacy drivers and classic graphical environments to next-gen cloud architecture and AI frameworks. Advancements across operating systems, hardware, and organizational strategy demonstrate the strength of distributed, collaborative progress. The renewed focus on energy resilience, faster release cycles, and sustainable resource use points to a thoughtful, forward-looking ethos underpinning much of this work. In summary, the year's developments reaffirm a vision of technology that is inclusive, adaptable, and ultimately people-powered. As organizations, researchers, and communities alike join forces, the landscape of possibility broadens, making space for innovation both big and small. That's all for today's update. Thanks for listening.